As victims of sexual assault, men can often face social stigma about what has occurred, and they may feel insecure about their own masculinity. Carolyn Worth is a spokesperson for the Victorian Centres Against Sexual Assault. The Wire's Alex Jacobs asked her how many men experience this abuse.
The sexual assault rates are obviously higher for women than they are for men, but they're still quite high for men. Of children who are sexually assaulted, about two-thirds of them are female, but a third of them are young boys. For adults, yes. 1 in 20 males, 1 in 5 females are sexually assaulted.
In your experience, have you found that there are more fears for men when reporting sexual assault?
Look, I think men find it quite difficult to report. We have very few reports from males of recent assault. They will come in a month or two later and talk about how they're having some difficulty with hypervigilance or difficulty going to certain places, sleeping, eating, all the usual things that people experience from a sexual assault. But the men tend to do that much later, whereas women will often come in within a few hours and asking for some assistance or talk to the police. We find that men are much more embarrassed about it and often approach it along the lines of, I should have been able to handle myself, this shouldn't have happened. That's not something you get from most women.
Certainly. Do you believe it's that doubt over sort of their own masculinity which impacts how they see an event, that they think they should have done something or it shouldn't have happened to me?
I think there is doubts, and often they'll say, he must have thought I was gay. You sort of think, well, why does that particularly matter? Because I don't think that was actually what it was about. And you can have this conversation about the intention was to humiliate you and it was about violence and power. It's not actually about sex. It's an assault with a sexual overtone, really. And that's not something they've ever thought about, because for most men, it appears that they think sexual assault is what happens to women.
And when it comes to a man being sexually assaulted by a woman, do you think there's potentially even more stigma that other men see it as something that just doesn't happen, or it should be something that should be enjoyed?
They're more likely to get raised eyebrows and somebody saying, weren't you lucky? And we've had young adolescents ring us saying that their friend's mother has actually sexually assaulted them or certainly been making advances to them. They sort of say, look, I tried to tell my friends and they've just laughed at me and said, half your luck. That is not what would happen if you were female.
And what are some of the emotional after effects of sexual assault?
The effects vary from person to person, depending really on their resilience. For a lot of people, it leaves them uncomfortable about intimacy. It leaves them unsure about their capacity to judge, people. People's trustworthiness, how did I make that mistake? I thought they were an okay person. But for some people, it leaves them with some sexual dysfunction. They can remain hypervigilant. They become very uncomfortable about going out in some cases. It's all the sort of psychological effects you get. What gets added in for men is this. They almost beat themselves up about this is not what happens to real men. Real men don't get sexually assaulted. And if they're not actually gay, they then get really bothered about, they obviously thought I was gay or I wouldn't have got assaulted. They have slightly more difficulty, I think, associating sexual assaults with intention to humiliate somebody really or exert your power over them.
As well as your own organisation and nationally, what are the ways for men to report sexual assault?
They can report into the normal systems because, well, certainly in Victoria, the fifth of our clientele is male. In a couple of the states, I don't think that's the case. Well, they can report to the police, obviously, in those sort of organisations, but they're going to be actually left having to find a generic counsellor.
Are the systems in place still to provide unique care?
Every case is treated uniquely, and every case is unique. There are some people who are totally debilitated by a sexual assault, and others whom have a few issues they want to talk through and get on with life. It totally depends on your experience of many other things. I think that they should just come forward to where there are agencies and ask to be dealt with by a sexual assault-specific agency. If there isn't one in the state or territory they're in, then they do need to find a sort of generic social worker, psychologist who can assist them.
That was Carolyn Worth from the CASA Forum speaking to The Wire's Alex Jacobs.